We're here with Rick Kotcha, who is the VP of Product Marketing for ArcSight. Rick, how are you?
Very well. Thanks, Nick. Good to be here.
Great. Listen, we're interested in your insight. What are you seeing as the major trends here at the show, especially in comparison to last year?
Well, I think last year and the previous years, there was much more of a focus on traditional security, external hackers, malware, and so forth.
Right.
That's still happening. This year, you're seeing much more around insider threat, insider data leakage, compliance, being able to show that you've protected against those things. And
right.
That seems to be new this year.
Yeah, certainly we're seeing some of the same things. What is ArcSight in particular doing to help folks with those issues?
Right. Well, so our products help you collect data from all the various systems on your network, from your perimeter to your interior, your desktops and databases,
right.
And we help you make sense of that. And you can make sense of it traditionally to figure out if hackers or malware is coming from outside.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward, people also want to find out if insiders are taking data. That could be a hospital worker, a nurse looking at a VIP patient record. It could be a government worker, like say in the IRS, looking at a taxpayer's records when they shouldn't. We've seen both of those cases many times. You hear about it in the news. Some things we see that you don't hear about in the news, but we see those kind of cases with the insiders looking at data quite a bit.
No doubt. How is ArcSight differentiated from other folks, though? Because we know, obviously, that everyone's aware of some of these problems and they're trying to address them as well.
Right. Well, so there's a couple ways we're different. The first is many of our competitors have a piece product that either stores log data and helps you report or helps you do real-time analysis to prevent problems. Pretty much nobody else has those two together. We do. We have for a couple of years.
Right.
What we're doing different as opposed to some of the other competitors, we've taken that integrated technology that we sell to the really large corporations,
mm-hmm.
and we've continued to make it easier and easier to deploy at the high end. And here at RSA, we've also launched a smaller version of it that's simpler on an appliance, and that's both for smaller organizations, but also for branch offices. If you have, say, healthcare chains where they have multiple hospitals, something that can be put in there where they don't have the staff to monitor people.
Right. Is there anything else that you guys are emphasizing in particular at this show?
Well, I think the key thing is around cutting costs. Obviously, everyone cares about that. You do that with automation, and our products allow people to do more with less in terms of headcount, and we do that by building smarts into the product. So when you automate, you need less headcount. You can deploy people to other things.
Right, right. Well, listen, you know that we focus mostly right now in financial and government. Do you have any particular advice for folks in those industries dealing with some of these issues?
Sure. So it's a good question. I think, so by the way, government and financial are our two biggest market segments we sell to. Together, they comprise, you know, close to a significant part of our revenue, close to half.
Right.
So
we
have in our market 100% share in the federal government, all of the military, all of the intelligence agencies, every large civilian agency. And in all of those cases, they're worried about regulations, being able to show that they have practices in place that are secure, that they can prove to the auditors they have things working. Exactly the same with financials. They see the banks see the problems that have happened the last 6 months, 8 months with the economy.
Mm-hmm.
They're scared to death about auditors showing up and, you know, dragging them in front of Congress, and they want to be able to show, hey, we're protected. So in both cases, it's how do we quickly and sort of cheaply and easily deploy audit processes, and then how do we automate and show that those things work.
Right. Makes sense. Rick, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Nick.